All right, folks, so we'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's that time of the week where we wrap crunch time on a Friday, and we've got multiple options, SMH, WTF, or just go Nancy Kerrigan, YYY. It's called What Are You Doing?
Nope.
It's called The Tool Shed. Wow, did I blow that one? Either way, before we move along, can we bring in our landlord to open the crunch time tool shed, please?
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
So I don't have to tag these with questions. The Twitter handle is @BarstoolDucks. They're the macho turds with minimal standards who think they're the funniest guys in the room when they're actually Henry Hill. And do I look like a clown to you? Because they felt so strong and secure that they actually deleted the tweet. When word hit earlier this week about the lawsuit former Duck lineman Doug Brenner filed against the U of O and Willie Taggart, they had the following suggestion. Oregon fans sue him because of some bad snaps in a bowl game. Yeah, if the allegations are true and the physical price is serious enough to talk about losing some life expectancy, yeah, that's a real riot, Alice, a regular riot. But you talked big, and the least common denominator, lowest hanging fruit of society, laughed and liked and retweeted. So you must be a bastion of wit and analysis, or perhaps you're just petty sophomoric morons. Next up, the pride of Deltona, Florida, John Pinkham. Well, because it's how things work. Ever since Lincoln got assassinated, we also know that this human fecal matter has a middle name, so it's John Matthew Pinkham, 39 years old, and of course, Florida. He threatened to kill the mother of Tyler Trent, the young man who became known nationally, the Purdue fan fighting cancer and advocating on behalf of those suffering from the horrific disease. And this failure created a phony account posted on Facebook as Julie Homan with the following: "Can't wait till I choke the life out of you. Funeral's coming and I will appear like the Reaper. And I will kill his mother. Just watch. I will be talked about forever. This is no idle threat." This is to a woman who just lost her 20-year-old son. Well, this bastard's in custody, extradited from Florida to Indianapolis, facing federal charges. Here's to him rotting in a prison cell, alone, and maybe a little suffering. Lastly, the Alabama High School Athletic Association. You probably heard the story. They suspended a basketball player named Maori Davenport, thinking she... In kind of a scheme, may have gotten away with something, deposited a check for $850 from USA Basketball. She led Team USA to the gold medal at the FIBA America's Under 18 Championship this past August, took place in Mexico City. And amateurism rules stipulates a player cannot accept more than $250. It was a clerical error. She repaid the dough in November. All reports and stories conclude it was honest. She got support from people like Billie Jean King, and it appears a matter of the AHSAA Executive Director Steve Savarese getting a little stubborn, a little power crazy, unwilling to back down. But happy to report a circuit court judge granted an emergency motion this morning. Her parents filed it, and she will be able to suit up. As a matter of fact, probably playing right now for Charles Henderson High as they take on Carroll High this evening. Sometimes the spirit of a rule or intent has just got to be considered. This seems like kind of a no-brainer. Three-name Jones, Jonathan Matthew Pinkham. A woman lost her 20-year-old son to cancer. And your first thought is to go on Facebook, create a false profile, and threaten the woman's life. Federal charges. See how that works out, tough guy. And with that, we call back our proprietor to close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.